Well, since I have tomorrow off, everything I play today is going to be a Canadian artist. Celebrate Canada Day. Happy last day of June. A payday. The start of what is no doubt going to be, as you heard, a hot week as well. And I said it before, I'll say it again. I think it's going to be a little quiet on the morning drive if you work downtown. A lot of people I know took today off because tomorrow is Canada Day.
Happy birthday, Canada Day.
Happy birthday, Canada.
Happy birthday, Canada.
Yeah, tomorrow, 158th birthday of Canada. Most of the fun is going to be in Wascana Park. Everything there free but the food trucks and beer gardens. And they've got a kid zone activity planned, free tethered hot air balloon rides. Of course, Wascana Park Pool is nearby too, and there's loads of free music in front of the ledge starting at noon. The beer garden's right next to the main stage, which will culminate with a couple of big concerts. Juno Award winner Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys at 7. And tomorrow evening at about 8:30, Harlequin will take the stage. And after the sun has gone down, yes, a spectacular fireworks show. Yeah, that's on about 10:30 tomorrow night in Wascana Park. So there's tons happening to celebrate Canada Day. Tomorrow, later, I'll tell you what's going on at the RCMP Heritage Center. Depot, they got their sunset ceremony tomorrow night as well. So if you're feeling a little patriotic tomorrow, there is so much to see and do. And it is also camping season, man. On Friday, I saw it was like watching a herd of campers depart my neighborhood. I counted, I think, 4 in the morning, a couple more later in the afternoon, as a lot of people filled up the campers and were rolling out for camping season with school out of the way now and summer vacation season here. Paul Johnson from SAS Parks told us the month of July is starting to fill up, but there's still room.
We are really on the eve of our busiest time of the year. You know, starting today, we are welcoming a lot of guests to our parks. And that includes people coming out for a day just to visit the beaches, the picnic areas, or go for a hike. But it also includes an awful lot of campers coming into our parks. So numbers look great for us. In July, we are overall across the park system 70% full. But there's a lot of room for more people to come and enjoy our parks. And our numbers for August, I will say there's even a lot more room in August for people to make camping reservations for the summer.
There you go. SASParks.com for more information there, too. And while school may have wrapped up for the year, the city reminds you this morning that you go through a school and playground zone, speed limits are still in effect year-round, right? 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., 7 days a week. Those fines start at $170 with an additional fine for every click over the speed limit. So just saying, keep that in mind, even though school's out now. Also with fines, Mounties reminded everyone that boating and beer don't mix for Canada Day. Alcohol apparently involved in 60% of fatal boating accidents that happen in Canada each year. And yes, you can expect the RCMP will be out looking around the lakes, too, to ensure that people are boating safely. And Rider fans, 4-0 has a nice ring, doesn't it?
Go Riders. I love that we're 4-0. It doesn't happen very often. Let's take it while we can.
Well, I was really happy. Pretty impressive win.
Like Belton was saying, that was a good old Southern beatdown, I think.
I would say one of the loudest stadium games that I've heard in a long time at Mosaic.
They came together and played as a strong team.
A lot of happy Green Zone callers there, right? After the Riders' route, 37-18 over the Lions. It's perfect timing now, a bye week. Head coach Corey May said the team is waiting to get some players back from injury in the last game. It was pretty physical.
They'll be happy to have a little bit of time to kind of just, you know, sit in a cold tub and maybe have a pilsner or two.
It was a victory day for the Green and White, 37-18 Saturday over the BC Lions. The defense again looking super solid. Chipping in with points from a pick six, a great way to go into the bye week, and on a high from winning and holding down a record now of 4-0. Joining me is Grey Cup champ and Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson. My man, what did you think of Jake Mayer's performance? I'll start there with you.
I thought it was meh. and the only reason being, I mean, he did enough, right? Like, he didn't lose the game for the Riders. I think I expected a little bit more of them, being a former starter with the Stamps and everything. You know, I know there are some balls that he wants back. You know, that one particularly, the Robustelli, it was a completed pass, but that could have been a touchdown, you know, on the run there.
Yeah.
When he threw it, right? So he did okay. Nothing special. Let's put
no,
it like that,
Greg. You made a great point. He didn't turn the ball over, and his dart to Busby was a TD, and he didn't turn the ball over, so that just makes me think, okay, adequate, but I agree with you. Could be better. But side note, BC's Jeremiah Mazzoli, he was horrible, and so were the rest of the Lions for some of the penalties they took that cost him. And at the end of the half,
Mazzoli with some time far side.
What a turning point that was, my friend.
That was a huge turning point, Tavon Campbell picking that ball off from Mazzoli. And being that, you know, the previous play, I think he had hit, or Jeremiah Mazzoli hit Hatcher, but it was, I think, offside.
Offside, yeah.
You know, so for the Riders, when you get the ball like that and score before halftime, that's always a good thing because that put the Riders up big time, and they never look back after that, Greg.
A.J. Ouellette, what a beast.
A.J. Ouellette midfield before he's eventually tracked down from behind in a big pickup on the ground.
Man, that guy's been on a roll, right? That's his third straight 90-yard-plus rushing game and 139. Yeah. What'd you think?
Heck of a game by A.J. Ouellette. Don't forget, he chipped in with 12 yards receiving there as well. And, you know, the best part about his game was, I think it was after the game, he got the game ball.
Yeah.
And guess who he gave it to, Greg? The Hoggies up front, man, the O-line.
That was pretty cool.
O-line's been amazing. You know, A.J.'s been amazing. He's helped Jake Mayer win that game.
And Brad Lawther. Well, he can be lauded with praise, can't he?
That's my guy, Greg. He is my guy.
Hey, I thought our guy was Tommy Stevens in the closing minutes, running the ball, killing the clock. Did you notice it all, Belton? It looks like his teammates love blocking for him and letting him shine. I know at the time the game was well in hand, but it looked like the line was actually pumped to make him look good. Didn't you think that?
I really did. And, you know, he's an added dimension, you know, running the ball there. And the play that I really love was where he faked the handoff to Ouellette, and Ouellette was the lead blocker.
Yeah.
And everything. That was a pretty nice play. And I want to see more of Stevens running that ball a little bit more.
That was fun to watch. And, hey, when they do get back from the bye week, I'm sure Corey Mace, our coach, will be pushing them. Another 136 yards they gave up in penalties again. But, hey, yeah. A win's a win.
The win's a win. They're 4-0. They get the – this is where, you know, right before the bye, right? You want to get a win before the bye to relax a little bit. You don't want to let the foot off the gas. Like you said, they still have things to do, and that's the good thing about the Riders right now. They still can improve.
Well, they all deserve a little rest and relaxation, but I'm sure this club has the feeling that I think even through the bye week, they're going to be looking over a little film at a leisurely pace, hey, and just keeping the mindset. It's not over. The Bombers are 3-0 behind them, and they play in Calgary Thursday night this week. That's our next matchup against Calgary the following week. But any thoughts in closing about our Riders and moving through the bye week here?
Well, I think I picked them to go 13-5 this year. I almost want to change that to give them a few more wins. But they just need to keep on the track that they're keeping here because they are one heck of a team right now, Greg.
They certainly are, my friend. Well, that's a good way to go into a bye week, no doubt about it. And always good to catch up with you, Belton, after a game to recap something like that. That was fun. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, have a good one there. Happy Canada Day, Greg.
You got big plans tomorrow? Are you going to the park with the kids or what?
Yeah, we're going to the park. I think my wife wants to see fireworks. I'm not sure how big the lineup will be or anything, but get the kids out, see some of that stuff.
Okay, just to clarify, your wife wants fireworks, so you're going to the park, right? That's what you meant. Okay. Belton, it's early. I can get away with that. I'm having a That's Shania Twain fan. She's going to be in Moose Jaw in a few weeks from now. And I think there are only single tickets available in the Moose Jaw Arena right now for that. But Shania, proud Canadian. Canada Day tomorrow. All the music I'm going to play today. Some good Canadian content here for you. And I want to also give a shout-out to our Regina Red Sox. They've been on the road the last few games. They got a home-and-home now with the Saskatoon Berries. They'll head up Highway 11 tonight. Then they're home tomorrow for Canada Day, 2 o'clock at Curry Field. And Canada making national headlines, scrapping its digital services tax that had been targeting U.S. technology firms. This happened late last night, just hours before it was due to take effect in a bid to advance the stalled trade negotiations with the United States. That's because on Friday, President Trump says he was terminating all trade discussions with Canada because of the digital services tax. Now, judging from how he revealed this in the Oval Office on Friday, listen closely here. I think you can hear how Trump was probably unaware of the tax till Friday, and his billionaire tech buddies just called him up, say, help.
And they put a charge in. They were a little bit early. We found out about it. So, and we have all the cards. We have all, every single one. We don't want to do anything bad. But economically, we have such power over Canada. I'd rather not use it. But they did something with our tech companies today, trying to copy Europe. You know, they copied Europe. It's not going to work out well for Europe either.
Yeah. Did you catch that just from, you know, his wording today? It's as if he just found out. And you could bet those tech companies who are now in Trump's camp gave him a call and said, please help out. Remember, Jeff Bezos, the head of Google, they were standing behind him at his inauguration. The digital tax came into law over a year ago, and it was a tax that was 3% of the digital services revenue a firm takes in from Canadian users above $20 million in a calendar year. And payments were retroactive, backing up to 2022. In other words, first payments were supposed to be due today. Companies like Amazon, Google, Apple would have been facing a bill up to $3 billion. But Canada has axed the tax now. And Prime Minister Mark Carney and President Donald Trump will resume trade negotiations in order to agree on a deal, they say, by July 21st. At least that's the statement from Canada's finance ministry. Sunday on Fox, Trump brought up the 51st state thing again for the first time, I think, since Carney has taken power.
There's been things going on that we don't like and things going on where they took advantage. And hopefully we'll be fine with Canada. I love Canada. Frankly, Canada should be the 51st state, okay? It really should, because Canada relies entirely on the United States. We don't rely on Canada.
First it was about fentanyl on the border, then the auto industry, then lumber, banks, steel and aluminum. Now it's our tax system. What do you think the next big roadblock will be?
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance.
Last day of June, Canada Day tomorrow, celebrating Canadian artists. You can't deny, whether you're a rap fan or not, of Drake. He is a Canadian superstar. And today he's going to help launch his CFL clothing line, because Saturday, Drake's official clothing brand, October's very own, teased the partnership on Instagram. And the clothing line is going to include shirts and hats for all nine franchises. He's the highest certified digital singles artist in history. He holds the record for the most Billboard Top 100 songs ever, 358, as well as the most Top 10 hits, 80. And occasionally, Drake is controversial. A while back, he engaged in a rather public beef with Kendrick Lamar that led to Drake getting openly dissed during last February's Super Bowl halftime show. The former Degrassi High star, you may recall, shared a photo of himself on Instagram a while back with that diamond-encrusted Saskatchewan Roughriders logo. And now he's got a business relationship with the league. I don't know if that very same diamond-encrusted logo is going to be available for Rider fans, but later today, apparently the league is set to officially announce the partnership and make the big reveal. But who knows? Maybe a Drake Grey Cup halftime show is in the works. That would be pretty epic. Also epic, the Riders over the weekend beating the BC Lions 37-18. Coach May said the team is going to get some players back from injury, and it was a physical game, so it's time to rest this week.
They'll be happy to have a little bit of time to kind of just, you know, sit in a cold tub and maybe have a pilsner or two.
Yeah, the Riders' next action won't be till the 11th against the Calgary Stampeders. You know, there was another amazing moment in the CFL, I thought, last night in the third quarter. Ottawa, they were losing to the Argonauts 18-3 when this happened. They're going for a field goal, Ottawa, when it's blocked by Derek Sluga. And Sluga takes it the length of the field for his second score of the night.
That's blocked. Hands up. Knocked away. It rolls into the end zone, and Sluga has it. But instead of three, it's looking like this will be one as Sluga keeps running around. No, looking to get out. Sluga, has he had enough running for one day? 105 for a touchdown on a fumble return. And this time, on a blocked field goal, the length of the field again. How about Derek Sluga? Touchdown, Argos. What a night.
The Argos would win 29-16. I thought the guy would be out of gas and he wouldn't make it, but man, because he ran around in the end zone a lot. But what a spectacular play that was there, too. Pretty fun to watch. Okay, good weekend at the CFL. Rod Stewart. Boy, how about this guy? 80 years old. I want to give him a little love here with the help of his friends. He made headlines at the Glastonbury Festival on Sunday. Glastonbury is a famous five-day music and arts festival in England that is so huge, it's even televised. Everyone tunes in for the big performances. Rod Stewart had been given the legend slot performance of the year near the end of the festival, which was even televised. He was joined by a special guest like Lulu, who helped him perform Hot Legs, and Rolling Stones and former Faces bandmate Ronnie Wood was there on stage next to him, too. Looking okay there, Ronnie Wood, with the old guitar solo.
Don't say you love me, cause you know I'd only kick you out the door.
Yeah, Rod's still sounding all right at the age of 80. Ronnie Wood, now 78. They perform Stay With Me. There's rumor that they've already been in the recording studio, the original Faces members, too, and putting something together. Rod was minorly political on stage by saying how he wanted to draw attention to Ukraine. Then he performed the OJ's classic Love Train. The song is actually a plea for peace and tolerance that mentions Russia, China, Egypt, England, and Israel. And that's about as political he got on the stage yesterday. But Rod Stewart stealing the big festival there. Incidentally, Russia launched its biggest aerial attack yet on Ukraine over the weekend. They fired a total of 537 aerial weapons at Ukraine, including 477 drones and decoys and 60 missiles. That was overnight Saturday and Sunday. And of these, Ukraine shot down something like 250 and another 226 were lost, likely because of Ukraine's efforts to successfully jam them electronically. But boy, there just does not seem to be any end in sight in that war right now.